When spreadsheets first arrived, they did not eliminate accountants. They eliminated the need to attend to arithmetic. That distinction matters more than it sounds. Before spreadsheets, financial work required a sustained human relationship with numbers. Columns had to be added manually. Totals had to be recalculated. Errors required retracing steps. The act of reconciliation demanded attention at the level of calculation. If you wanted coherence, you paid in focus. Spreadsheets didn't remove finance. They removed the need to carry the arithmetic layer in conscious attention. The formulas lived in the background. The recalculation was automatic. The math didn't disappear. It moved. And when it moved, the role moved with it. Accountants became analysts. Analysts became strategists. The locus of value shifted from "can you calculate?" to "can you interpret?" The shift wasn't emotional at first, because the numbers still mattered. The profession survived, but the cognitive burden of arithmetic was absorbed into infrastructure. That pattern is repeating. AI is doing to cognition what spreadsheets did to arithmetic. The quiet collapse of mental sandpaper. Every era has its mental sandpaper, the small, repetitive, friction-filled tasks that exist because systems aren't fully integrated. Formatting reports, cleaning data, reconciling mismatches, translating between tools, summarizing conversations, rewriting drafts, tracking changes, copying information from one system into another. These tasks rarely define a job title, but they quietly fill days. They exist for the same reason hand calculation once existed, because coherence required human attention. Spreadsheets made recalculation cheap. AI makes routine cognition cheap. And once something becomes cheap enough, attention leaves it. Not because someone announces the change, because reality stabilizes without your constant supervision. What actually died in the spreadsheet era? The spreadsheet did not kill accounting. It killed the identity of the one who can calculate. Arithmetic lost its scarcity. If you anchored your professional identity to manual calculation, the shift would have felt like insult. The machine did it faster, cleaner, without fatigue. But if you anchored identity higher, in interpretation, in oversight, in financial narrative, in risk judgment, the spreadsheet was liberation. It freed attention. The same fork in the road exists now. AI is not eliminating cognition. It is eliminating the need to attend to certain categories of cognition. Drafting, summarizing, reconciling, compiling, formatting, these are today's arithmetic. They are necessary steps in the production of value, but they are not the highest layer of value itself. When AI handles them reliably, those steps move into the background. And once they move into the background, they stop defining the professional, from calculation to interpretation. Again, there's a structural pattern here. First, effort becomes cheap. Then, attention withdraws. Then, identity must migrate. The spreadsheet moved finance professionals upward into interpretation. AI is moving knowledge professionals upward into judgment. This is not romantic optimism. It's structural inevitability. If systems can produce first drafts, humans are no longer scarce because they can produce drafts. If systems can summarize meetings, humans are no longer scarce because they can summarize meetings. If systems can reconcile discrepancies, humans are no longer scarce because they can reconcile discrepancies. Scarcity moves upward. Taste in choosing which draft matters. Judgment in deciding which summary matters. Responsibility in deciding which discrepancy matters. Ownership of consequences when decisions are made. Arithmetic didn't disappear. It became infrastructure. Routine cognition will follow the same path. The emotional mistake. The mistake people make during these shifts is confusing necessity with worth. Arithmetic was once necessary. That did not make it inherently dignified. It made it temporarily scarce. When scarcity disappears, worth does not. But if you fused your sense of worth to the scarcity layer, you will experience efficiency as humiliation. That is the identity shock many knowledge workers feel today. The system drafts better than I do. The system formats faster than I do. The system catches inconsistencies I missed. The system remembers what I forgot. This feels like replacement. In reality, it is arithmetic moving into the background. What remains human? After spreadsheets, humans were still required to frame financial narratives, make trade-offs, assume risk, carry fiduciary responsibility, stand behind decisions. After AI absorbs routine cognition, humans will still be required to frame direction, interpret context, make judgment calls under ambiguity, bear consequences, build trust. The pattern is not extinction, it is elevation through subtraction. What the spreadsheet teaches us: if you want to understand the AI era without panic, look backward. When arithmetic moved into infrastructure, the profession reorganized around interpretation. When routine cognition moves into infrastructure, the profession will reorganize around judgment. The shift will not be evenly distributed. Some roles will compress. Some will disappear through attrition. Some will be redesigned. Some will expand. But the core lesson holds. The spreadsheet didn't kill jobs. It killed attending to arithmetic. AI is not killing intelligence. It is killing the need to attend to certain layers of intelligence. And when that layer no longer requires your attention, the real question is not whether you can still calculate. It is whether you can decide what matters.